Thank you, everybody. So, you may think that 2018 was a complete disaster, and you might not be wrong, but what if there were things that happened this year that you didn't know about?
What if we told you that we recorded a whole new Bluff the Listener game at Carnegie Hall in December that's never been broadcast before?
See, if this changes your mind about the past year, here we are with panelists Alonzo Bowden, Tara Clancy, and Tom Baudette.
This is Allison calling from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, how are things in Raleigh?
We are cold.
Really? Not too. But yeah. What's cold in Raleigh?
You know, well, cold is in the 40s.
You have all of our pity and sympathy. Am I right, New York? Yeah, we feel terrible for you. What do you do there?
I have a macaron business where I make French macaron.
Oh, you have macaron? Oh, I see. Like those, because I grew up eating Jewish macaroons, which are terrible. Yours are better, I assume.
These I can guarantee you are better.
That's good. And is there a market for French macaron in Raleigh, North Carolina?
Yeah, it's. I just started 6 weeks ago, but it's.
Well, welcome to the show, Allison.
It's a way to bring home the bagels, if you will.
Yeah, I understand. My God,
we've changed it already.
It's working. Allison, it's nice to have you. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Allison's topic?
Yogurt.
Yogurt! It's the stuff you toss out to get to the fruit and sugar paste in the bottom of the cup. This week, yogurt made the news in a surprising way, and our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the one who's telling you the truth, and you'll win our prize, the waiter of your choice, on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. First, let's hear from Tom Baudette.
Exclusive Swiss resort and spa, Dummheitenhaus, is famous for innovations in the field of overpriced and useless therapeutic experiences. Their signature vegetable yoga, or Gemüsenstrecken, has been an especially popular offering. Employing Jamaican juggling beats and a yoga mat of hand-laid cabbage leaves, it is both challenging and restorative. It became more challenging and less restorative when yoga master Courtney Hochstetler, at the request of management, introduced yogurt yoga, using the resort's gourmet house yogurt to build the bed of cabbage leaves with layers of grip-defeating goop, also applying it to each other's skin as a bonus moisturizing treatment. "The idea," said Hochstetler in a bad German accent, "was to add the release of friction into our practice and to sell yogurt." Friction, it turns out, is essential when juggling beets on a pile of free-floating cabbage. Dummheitenhaus regular Sarah Dory of Portland, Oregon, who initiated the class action suit against the spa, said, "I pulled the groin muscle in my first class, but I did have the lowest side straddle ever, then separated my shoulder when I fell in third class. One Belgian man left with a broken nose after his downward dog became flat on your face dog. And an entire party of Japanese tore their meniscuses, meniscae, doing the goddess pose. All of them. Veggie yoga changed my life. Veggie yogurt yoga changed it back."
Veggie yogurt yoga brings lawsuits where it is practiced. Your next story of yogurt on the go, Gert, comes from Tara Clancy.
Ah, the wonders of Greece. The Acropolis, the Parthenon, Delphi, yogurt. Lest you laugh, Greek yogurt is in fact about to join the ranks of those renowned antiquities as a town outside of Athens has recently erected a sculpture to honor the now worldwide dairy sensation. Town resident Nicholas Argopoulos commented on the astronomical rise in popularity of his country's once relatively unknown product. Quote, "Years ago when I would travel, people would say, oh, you're from Greece, the birthplace of Western civilization. But now it's, oh, you're Greek, good yogurt." Sparing no detail, the stunning 6-foot-tall statue depicts an open, individual serving-sized plastic yogurt cup complete with standard toppings, including intricately crafted enormous slivered almonds and bronzed blueberries the size of basketballs. Naturally, there were some residents opposed to the artwork. Alex Alexopoulos commented, "What's next, a giant bronze souvlaki?" And his sister, Athena, added, "When we said we hoped for a renewed interest in our culture, this is not what we meant."
A memorial celebrating Greek yogurt in Greece. Your last story of yogurt comes from Alonzo Bowden.
Roommates, you can't live with them and you can't pay the rent without them. But when you can't trust them, it's time to go full on CSI. An unnamed student, who we'll call Kathy CSI, attends Chinese Culture University in Taipei. She had five housemates and one delicious cup of yogurt just waiting for her to get home and enjoy it. Imagine how upset she was when it was gone. She found the empty yogurt in the trash can. Thievery 101 teaches us, get rid of the evidence. But apparently one of her roommates hadn't taken that class. But which one? Only one way to find out, fingerprints. She took the retrieved cup to the police, but they couldn't find a usable print. But this is 2018, and we have DNA testing. Some say it was a waste of resources spending $500 for five DNA tests to find the thief of a $2 yogurt. But those people never had a yearning for yogurt only to come home and find it wasn't there. Besides, the police lab needed to practice using their DNA test kits as there isn't much crime around the Chinese Culture University. Kathy had offered her roommates the opportunity to confess, but no one cracked. But as they say on Cops, what you gonna do when they come for you? Faced with undeniable evidence, the thief cracked and is facing theft charges. Hopefully those charges involve paying for the yogurt and not for the DNA test. Police put the crime down to live criminal culture.
All right, one of these stories about yogurt in the news is true, was it? From Tom Baudet, someone tries veggie yogurt yoga, which goes hilariously and possibly actionably wrong. From Tara Clancy, that the nation of Greece has realized one of their great treasures that they've given to the world is Greek yogurt, and they've built a memorial to it. Or from Alonzo Bowden, a student is so incensed that somebody stole and ate her yogurt that she gets a DNA test done to find the culprit. Which of these is the real story of yogurt in the news?
This is a really difficult one to yo play. But I'm going to go with C, because I've been there, not to that extent. It does not make me miss my college roommate days, but I totally believe her and I sympathize.
You're choosing Alonzo's story of the yogurt thief who was caught only through high-tech DNA testing. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we have spoken to a reporter who covered the true story.
Nobody owned up to having taken the yogurt, so we took the bottles down to a local police station.
That was Caitlin Hitt. She's a freelance reporter for Thrillist, talking about the great stolen yogurt caper cracked by DNA evidence in Taipei. Congratulations, you got it right. You earned a point for Alonzo. You've won the voice of your choice for you. You've done fantastically well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for playing. And even though I made fun of macarons, I would like some if you want to send them.
I definitely will send you some.
Thank you so much. Take care.